It is no coincidence that the parshiot of Nitzavim and Vayelech are joined. And the reason why is because I believe that there happens to exist a symmetry between them, and the fact that there is an essential theme, not only relevant to Nitzavim and Vayelech, but particularly central to our lives as we approach the week Shavua Shechal Bo Rosh Hashanah, the week on Yom HaDin, the Day of Judgment, which approaches us. At first glance, when we look at the psukim, the text of the Torah itself, it's rather challenging to understand. The first introduction that we have, in Perek Choftet, Psukim Yud Bet through Yud Dalet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes Atem Nitzavim Ayom Kuchem Lifnei Hashem Elokeichem. He draws a covenant between Am Yisrael and himself, Kiviyachol. V'ma'anakim otchai hayom lo la'am, v'hu yiyeh lecha le'elokim kasher diber lach. A pact, a covenant, by which HaKadosh Baruch Hu promises that he will serve as our creator, as our leader, as our God. And we will in turn to him and subscribe to what he has to offer us. Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'lo itchem levadchem anochi koreit et abrit hazot v'et ha'ala hazot. And says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am not merely striking the covenant between yourselves who are in front of me now, Nitzavim Hayom Kulchem, but the covenant, the Brit, that I am suggesting is one that is long-lasting, one that reaches far beyond the here and now, and one which relates to future generations as well. Ki et asher yeshno po imanu omed hayom lifnei Hashem Elokeinu. For this covenant is for those who indeed stand in front of me today. Ve'et asher einenu po imanu hayom. And for those also who are not necessarily present and not yet part of this world. Says Rashi, ve'af im dorot ha'atidim lihiyot. HaKadosh Baruch Hu strikes a bargain, a covenant, together with Am Yisrael and the future generations, those who are or eventually will evolve as part of the Jewish people, are included in this particular pact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes. And to a certain extent, when we look at the face value, the text of the psukim, it almost appears as if Kaviyachol, and I don't mean Chalila to sound chutzpah, but as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu has an insecurity complex. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you know what? I am not interested in making a covenant with you only now, but I want to ensure that you stay honest and that you stay committed to my Torah for the future as well. And so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let's solve the problem now. This doesn't include only you. This includes future generations as well. If you want to strike a deal, I'm willing. But it has to include everyone. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu feel the need, apparently, to do so in this particular covenant? And not only that, but the Torah continues with the description of a warning that Hashem gives, lest we do not heed the call of what Hashem offers. Vatiru, says the Torah, Vatiru et shikutzehem, ki atem yedatem et asher yashavdu be'eretz Mitzrayim, Pasuk Tetvav. For you know, Jewish people, what occurred to you when you dwelled in the land of Egypt, that asher avarnu bekerav hagoyim asher avartem, and all of the troubles and travails that you experienced traveling throughout foreign nations. You witnessed the Avodah Zarah, the idolatry that was so vibrant in their societies. You saw them. You know what's out there. Continues the Torah. Hashem says, V'haya b'shamo t'ivrei ha'ala azot v'itbarech bilvavo, lest someone, the individual, strike up in his heart and says, Shalom yeli ki b'shrirut lebi eilech. You know what? Even though God warns that one has to be careful not to subscribe to Avodah Zarah, to idolatry, I'll be okay. I'll follow my own lead. My heart will take me where it needs to go. Leman svot haravat atzmeya. Says Hashem in response, Lo yoveh Hashem sloach lo. God will not forgive that person. Ki az yeshan af Hashem bekinato ba'ishahu. Yeshan comes from the word of smoke, ashan. God will be filled with such anger that it would appear as if a smoke is flaring from his head, from his nostrils, as someone is depicted when they get angry. God will unleash his judgment on this person. V'hu ravtzabo kol ha'ala k'tuva b'sefer hazeh. He will indeed experience the klala, the consequences that is written in this book, b'sefer hazeh. U'macha Hashem et shmo mitachat ha'shamayim. God will erase this person from having or the opportunity to establish future generations. Continues the Torah again. Pasuk Chaf. V'ivdilo Hashem l'ra'a mikol shivtei Yisrael kecholalot habrit haktuva b'sefer haTorah hazeh. Once again, God will separate this person from the rest of the tribes of the Jewish people as it is written in this particular sefer. Once again, the Torah repeats itself. And then we skip to Psukim Chof Dalid through Chof Vav. V'yamru alavzvu et brit Hashem. The Goyim will ask, what happened to the Jewish people? Why did God unleash his anger upon them? And the Torah responds, because they left his word. Asher karati mam behotzi o otam me'eretz Mitzrayim. They left the covenant. They broke the covenant that he made with them upon exiting Mitzrayim, Egypt. Vayalchu vayavdu alokim achirim. They bowed down to foreign gods. Vayichar af Hashem ba'aretz ahi la'avi aleha et haklala. God got angry and brought upon them this curse. Which curse, by the way, Rabbi Shai? Once again, haktuva ba'sefer hazeh. The curse which is written in this particular sefer. When we look at the text of these few psukim at the beginning of Nitzavim, there are two questions that remain outstanding, at least in my opinion. Firstly, why this emphasis on haktuva b'sefer hazeh? The Torah constantly emphasizes which klal are we talking about? Which covenant are we talking about? Haktuva b'sefer hazeh. The one which is written in this book, the book of the Torah. As a matter of fact, within these few psukim, those words are repeated three times. Thrice the Torah tells us, Haktuva b'sefer hazeh. Why is it necessary to emphasize these words? Secondly, only here, in the context of these psukim, when God warns about the klala if someone should leave the ways of the Torah, does the Torah refer to Eretz Mitzrayim? The Torah repeats at least twice, Et asher yashavnu be'eretz Mitzrayim, when you came from Eretz Mitzrayim. Behotzio otam me'eretz Mitzrayim, when God took them out of Eretz Mitzrayim. Why is there again this emphasis on the fact that Bnei Yisrael came out of Eretz Mitzrayim? And it's interesting, even more interesting, because when we look at Parshat Vayelech, the second parsha that we read this Shabbat, it mirrors almost the same language as Parshat Nitzavim. But there are slight differences that are quite revealing in what we are trying to emphasize today. In Perek Yud Lamed Aleph, Psukim Aleph through Gimel, Vayelech Moshe. Moshe goes. He is walking. And many of the commentaries discuss where exactly he was going, what exactly he was doing. And apparently many of the Mefarshim explain that Moshe was now accepted. He was walking amongst the Jewish people. He was their leader in the past. He's their leader now. And he will continue to walk amongst them in the future. And then the Torah says, Hashem Elokecha hu over lefanecha, hu yashmid et agoyim ha'ele milfanecha v'yirishtam. Yoshua hu over lefanecha kasher diber Hashem. Listen carefully, Rabotai, to what the Torah says. God will walk in front of you. He will destroy the goyim, the nations who threaten your existence, and you will inherit your land. And then in the same exact pasuk, the Torah says, Yehoshua will now take over for Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's interesting, because in one pasuk, the Torah is telling us, before it preempt, as a preempt rather, to the discourse it's about to embark upon, the Torah tells us to have emunah, faith, in two things. One is Hashem Elokecha Hu Aver Lefanecha. Kamuvan, understandably so, man is expected to believe in Hashem. And the second is Yehoshua Hu Aver Lefanecha. Yehoshua, to believe in Hashem and to believe in mankind. Yehoshua is the new leader. The basis, the premise for supporting and subscribing to Torah is emunah ba'Hashem, the emunah ba'Adam, u'b'chachamim. Belief in Hashem and belief in the people around you who are given the words of the Torah to serve as leaders for you. And then the Torah continues and says almost the same thing as what it says in Parshat Nitzavim. Psukim Yudalet through Yutet. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Hen Karvuya Mechalamut. God tells Moshe that you're about to pass on. Vayomer Hashem al Moshe, Pasuk Tet Zayin. Hincha Shochev Mabotecha. You will rest with your forefathers. Vekam Ha'am Azeh, Vizana Acharei Elokei Nechar Ha'aretz. But you should know that your nation, this nation of Bnei Israel, will indeed follow foreign gods. They will embrace idolatry. Asheru bashama bekirbo va'azavani, I will leave them. Ve'hefer et briti asher karati ito, they will indeed break the covenant that I had made with them. The same covenant that God made in the parsha before, in Nitzavim, that we read a few moments ago. Why does God all of a sudden tell Moshe at this juncture, Moshe, who devoted himself to the Jewish people, Moshe, who loves the Jewish people, who sacrificed his life for the Jewish people, before he leaves this world, God tells him, you should know the Jewish people will immerse themselves in grave error, so much so that they will break the covenant they had with me. And then God describes the klala. Ve'anochi aster astir panai bayomahu. I will hide my face from them. Pasuk yutet. Ve'ata, now. Kitvu lachem et ashira hazot. Vilimdat b'nei Yisrael sima b'piem. L'ma'anti eli ashira hazot le'ed b'nei Yisrael. God says, and now, write down this words, the words of the klala that will befall Am Yisrael, in a song, as testimony forever for Bnei Israel. Virtually, what is described here is the same description of what appears in Parshat Nitzavim. God says in Nitzavim, they'll break the covenant and I will leave them. And then God repeats to Moshe in Parshat Vayelech, they will break the covenant and I will lead them. What is the difference? One of the differences is that if you look at Parshat Nitzavim, as we mentioned before, there is mention of Asher Hotziu Otam Me'eretz Mitzrayim. There is a direct reference to the fact that Klal Yisrael were brought out of Egypt. But here in Parshat Vayelech, there is no mention whatsoever of Mitzrayim within the words of this curse. Why is that? And I believe that there is a method to the discourse that the Torah reveals. The first parsha of Nitzavim, in mentioning Eretz Mitzrayim, the Torah wants Bnei Yisrael and Moshe Rabbeinu to have historical perspective, to reflect upon their history. Says Hashem, think about Eretz Mitzrayim, because my dear friends, historically speaking, you have to make a covenant with me, and to make that covenant work, you have to subscribe to Torah. And therefore he asks of them to reflect on the past. Parshat Vayelech, however, Vayelech meaning walking, moving forward, there is no mention of Mitzrayim. Why? Because now HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks about the future. A reference to the future. And Hashem says in Vayelech, by Yehoshua, Vayelech Moshe. Moshe is now moving on. Moshe now wants to give the greatest source of advice to the Jewish people to ensure their continuity. Yehoshua, who over lifanecha. We are now talking about what is to come. The future. Yehoshua will now be the leader to bring Bnei Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, to a certain extent, the context of Nitzavim asks to reflect upon the past. The context of Vayelech begs Bnei Yisrael to look forward to the future. But why are they contextually so similar? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to recognize that regardless of the time, past, present, future, the formula for Jewish success is the same. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that the formula for Jewish perpetuation is Limud V'Yediat HaTorah, to learn, to understand, to appreciate, and to embrace Shmirat HaTorah, learning Torah, and to appreciate the source of the Torah itself. And this is what is precisely emphasized in the Psukim that appear in the Parshiot that we just described. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in Nitzavim, three times it repeats itself, HaKtuva B'Sefer HaTorah Hazeh. Listen to the words that are written, that are indented inside the words of the Torah. B'Sefer HaTorah Hazeh. Because Rabotai, says Hashem, if you want to ensure your success, if you want to ensure your future, there's only one way to do it. By embracing the Torah itself. And therefore, at the beginning of the Parsha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes this pact with Am Yisrael, not only with Am Yisrael who exists now, but the future generations. Obviously, it is not an insecurity complex, Chalila, that we are describing of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is teaching us a lesson. Know this, that when it comes to past generations, the present generations, and the future generations, as Rashi says, Ha'atidim lihiyot, there's only one way to go. There's only one constant that will ensure your survival. That is Torah. And that is precisely what is written in the ensuing Pasukim. If we look in Pasuk Chofchet in Nitzavim, in that same Perek Chofchet, says the Torah, right before it closes the words of the curse that HaKadosh Baruch Hu warns Bnei Yisrael from, he says, Hanistarot la'Hashem Elokeinu, v'haniglot lanu ulvaneinu ad olam. There are hidden issues that belong only to the realm of Hashem, and there are the obvious that belong to us. And what does it all come down to? La'asot et kol divrei HaTorah Hazot. All of us agree that you have to be willing to perform, to learn, and to understand the words of this particular Torah. And in Parshat Vayelech, the same is repeated again. In Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Yutet, Lema'anti Yeli Ashira Hazot Le'ed B'Bnei Yisrael. The testimony that I have that will dwell amongst the Jewish people is the Shira Hazot, this song, the words of Torah. Pasuk Chof Aleph says the same words. I'm sorry, Chof Dalet. Vayhi kechalot Moshe lichtov. When Moshe finishes to write what? Et divrei HaTorah Hazot. Al Sefer Atumam. Moshe completes this entire episode by writing it down on what? On the very words of Torah that we are expected to follow. Pasuk Chavav, What does Moshe do? Vayitzav Moshe et ha-Leviim nosei Aharon Brit Hashem. Moshe turns to the Leviim, the leaders, the mentors, the guides of Bnei Yisrael, the Rabbonim, who are supposed to represent upholding the foundations upon which the Torah rests. And Moshe says to them one thing, Lakoach et Sefer HaTorah hazeh, v'samtem oto mitzad Aharon Brit Hashem Elokechem. Take the words of the Torah and place them in the Aharon for safekeeping. The Aharon that represents the heart and the soul of Bnei Yisrael. V'hayasham becha le'ed. And there they will serve as testimony for all of Bnei Yisrael. God informs Moshe Rabbeinu before he dies and before he leaves this world. And as it might sound cruel, God tells Moshe there is only one message that you have to leave the Jewish people with. And yes, inevitably they will sin. And yes, inevitably they may even subscribe to idolatry. Chalila v'chas. There's only one way out of it, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe, the Sefer Torah. And interestingly enough, even between the two parshiot of Nitzavim and Vayelech, the Torah tells us in Perek Lamed, Psukim Yud Aleph through Yud Dalet, all of the Mefarshim, the commentaries, view these psukim. Ki ha-mitzvah hazot asher anochi mitzavcha hayom. For this mitzvah that I have instructed you today, lo nifleti mimcha v'lo rechoka hi, it's not far from you, it's not a wonderment to you, it is within your reach. Lo b'shamayim hi le'mor mi'alenu ha-shamayma. It is not in the heavens above. Do not ask how you can possibly get it. V'lo me'ever le'yami, you don't have to go overseas. Ki karov eilecha hadavar me'or beficha u'bilbavcha la'asoto. It is indeed within your reach. It is indeed a mitzvah that you can absolutely embrace and appreciate and bring close to yourselves. And the Mefarshim explain, based on the Gemara in Eruvin, ki ha-mitzvah hazot, this mitzvah, which mitzvah is the Torah referring to? The Gemara in Eruvin explains that it's referring to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, studying and immersing oneself in Torah learning. The Ramban says, however, that this mitzvah is actually referring to the mitzvah of tshuva. Lo rechoka hi, tshuva. No matter how you might feel distant from Hashem, no matter how many wrongdoings you might have done during the course of the year, karov eilecha hadavar ma'or beficha ubilvavcha la'asoto. You can transform your heart, you can resubscribe and reaffiliate your subscription with Hashem. It is a mitzvah that could very much be fulfilled, the mitzvah of tshuva. And one of the questions is, how can the Ramban say that these psukim refer to the mitzvah of tshuva when the Gemara says clearly that it's referring to the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? And I heard an answer from the late Rav Bernstein, a Rav of Kinloss in London, England. And he said that the Ramban is not arguing with the Gemara. The Ramban says it refers to the mitzvah of tshuva. But what is the greatest way? What is the secret, the key to fulfilling the mitzvah of tshuva? Talmud Torah. Learning Torah. The Gemara not only agrees that it refers to the mitzvah of tshuva, but the Gemara went one step forward and informed us of exactly how, or the greatest way, to be chozer b'tshuva, to learn Torah, to reaffiliate and realign ourselves with the words of what the Torah represents. It's interesting, someone told me, a friend of mine, there's a Rav in the Golan, from the Yeshivat HaGolan, named Rav Gilad, very innovative, interesting person. I don't know him personally, but I've heard a lot about him. He's one of the leaders of religious Zionism here in Eretz Yisrael. And he has a program whereby he or other people go into the schools in Tel Aviv, schools that are filled with secular Jews who are certainly not religious, may not understand or appreciate what Torah is about, And he goes in there and introduces them to concepts that are basic. He doesn't force feed them Torah. He doesn't force upon them the mitzvot of Torah. But he wants them to at least recognize the wisdom, the text of what the Torah has to offer. And he says the reason why is because it is so important for the entire public of the Jewish people to realize that the Torah is not and should not be monopolized by the religious. The Torah belongs to all of us. The Torah should be shared by all of us. And it is an important message to bring home. But let us understand that in order to transmit a message to the people around us who may not understand or appreciate or value the Torah, that kind of message begins at home. It begins with us. There was a question which was posed, I forget of the Rav who the question was posed to, but they asked him, I think it was the Baal Shem Tov, someone asked him, Rebbe, if I only have 10 minutes a day to learn Torah, what should I learn? Which Svarim should I learn for 10 minutes a day? And the Baal Shem told him, you should learn the Mesilat Yesharim of the Ramchal of Moshe Chaim Luzzatto. Why? Because if you learn the Mesilat Yesharim for 10 minutes a day, you'll realize that you have more time than 10 minutes a day to learn Torah. Rav Aaron Lichtenstein Shlita, the great Rosh Yeshiva of Gush Etzion, explains in one of his articles in Bias Light when he talks about the problem confronting the modern Orthodox or centrist Orthodox community, that one of the main issues that they are facing is the lack of passion for Limud Torah, a desire, a thirst, a passion to want to learn Torah, to want to immerse oneself in the study of Torah. This is one of the greatest problems facing modern Orthodoxy today. And therefore, how incumbent it is upon us to awaken ourselves, particularly at this time of Chodesh Elul, as we try to realign ourselves with our Creator. HaKadosh Baruch Hu left Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe left this world and Am Yisrael with one message, the message that one must love and appreciate Torah. And the message is really one and the same. We should leave this year with ourselves with the same message. And only then can we be zoche to conclude our Yom HaDin and our Yemei Aseret Yemei Tshuva with a statement, Vayidaber Moshe Boznei Kol Kehal Yisrael Et Ivrei Hashira Hazot, the great song of Torah, Ad Tumam, until it is completed. Yiratzon, we should be zoche to complete the words of Torah, to embrace the words of Torah, and as a result, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give us the strength to enhance our affiliation with Him, the Torah, and all Am Yisrael. Shabbat Shalom. The question we can discuss around the Shabbat table, this Parshiot of Nitzavim Vayelech. In Parshat Vayelech, the Torah describes the mitzvah of Hakel. Why was the mitzvah of Hakel done at the end of the Shemitah year? Shabbat Shalom.